The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Sean Rock. This circumstance with a couple of YouTube individuals ended up in pure violence.
The reason
it ended up in pure violence is because the guys, I guess there's a couple different YouTube crews that meet to do this 20 versus 1, which is where they get 20 girls versus one dude or 20 dudes versus one
girl. Okay. I've been seeing little
clips. They take the rappers, right? They bring a rapper through and you bring the girl out on some old school game show kind of shit. Mm-hmm. This one was a 20 versus 1 for Krishan, so 20 men trying to get her attention. For some reason, they get into it about the content and saying, I want to release the content first. There's an argument about that. To the tune of a fight breaks out, footage comes out, guns are out. The reason I'm bringing this up is because the energy of this dude reminded me of the circumstance that I think sometimes you be like, it just was a weird energy. So it's a bigger guy, right? He get to fighting with the dude. He do some kind of spinning back. He missing everything. Big boy missing everything he's throwing. But he got hard. I can tell they brought him because he got hard. And I know the secret.
He ain't going out bad.
Ooh-wee. And I know the secret because I come from hustling. I kept a fat nigga with me.
Yeah.
Keep a fat nigga with you. He had everything. He got an ounce and a half of everything you want on his belly, in his navel. I come from this. Niggas watching this right now saying he ain't lying. I had niggas riding with me with dope in their navels, under they flaps of their bellies, under they thigh. Yeah, we riding around the hood like that because I come from a hood where they had got at a certain
nigga a little
point.
Pantry.
Yeah, he got shit everywhere. So look, I'm gonna tie it back in because I come from a hood where at a certain point they knew we were hustling, so they sent the vice unit. They would just pull you over and search you. We kept that fat nigga with it. It's hard to find that shit on them big niggas.
They get to sweating.
So
looking.
I know they wonder how the fuck is guns in here. Fat boy, some kind of way they done got to fight. Fat boy come out his shirt. Fat boy hit the spinning back fist. Miss everything. Stumble a dude hit him too. Faka. He handing them to him. Boy, dude run up and hit him with the gun. Boom! Knocked his tooth loose. Look, he fall back like that. Get what big boy do.
Yeah.
See, I knew where he was going for. Big boy ain't got nothing on but some sweats. Big boy go like this here. In the sweat, because the sweat fall and die.
Yeah.
He flapped some of that fat old. Grab that Glock out of there. Look over that dude. Sam! And hit him dead in the bust his shit. Now, I'm saying that to say the whole time they was in there, that fat nigga had that gun under some kind of flap in his...
What, thigh?
I don't... Bro, listen.
Well, you don't know what to call it. Yeah.
That nigga had some... I don't know where it come from, but I know the trick of the big man in the crew.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what I was talking about. What was we talking about?
The YouTubers, Krishan. Oh, no, okay, you about, okay. Yeah.
So you haven't saw that video of that?
Oh, I ain't seen that.
Have you saw it? Yo, bro. Now them niggas going to jail and shit. Like, content creation.
And it started off because who wanted to release it
who
first?
Who wanted to release the content first? How do y'all deal with that in this ecosystem that you in?
Well, you know, like, sometimes people, like, if they come in the... like shoot something, they had their own cameramen in recording certain stuff and stuff like that. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's a conversation, dog. It ain't to no point like, I don't know, there might have been some jits, like some younger, you know what I'm saying? To
man,
the
them
point.
Niggas got the squabbling in that dude. Teeth was on the ground, blood was on the ground.
I ain't pulling no strap on a nigga about who gonna release it first.
But you gotta remember what these things do now.
Yeah.
It's
they know.
Of, yeah,
they know, like, boy, thinking. I need these views first. Cause once you put it up, if you put it
these
up first.
Looking at this piece of content might be worth for 50, 60 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm saying, dude was kind of handling Big Boy. He was kind of handling Big Boy. But Big Boy.
You know, Big Boy had that secret sauce with
him. He didn't know it. And he put it on. And he didn't know. That Big Boy got the kind of mind where even though it's over, I ain't letting it go.
Oh, yeah, Big Boy.
The fight was up because they done drew down on him. So dude, was kind of, now it's kind of over with, but he looking at him like, nah.
Yeah.
He looking at you.
Let
you,
me open that draw up, nigga.
Hey.
Soon as that draw get open.
Listen, they got the boy like his Big Boy still looking at him like, uh-uh. That ain't because you got me a little bit.
Hey.
And he looked at him, bruh. And dude was kind of like thinking it's over. Man, he took it, and he done this here before.
Yeah, you can tell how he did.
He put that motherfucker just how you want it, with the side up.
Yeah.
And dude didn't even see it coming. Boom, and looked at him. Dude did like, he couldn't do nothing. Right. What if even to get shot in here playing?
Hey, so look, tell me this, who put this out?
I think the nigga suing. The nigga who threw the... This why...
It's all about views, man.
It's dangerous get these YouTube niggas trying to get together to maximize their audience.
Yeah.
This shit getting dangerous trying to maximize your audience. That's why I champion y'all in this ecosystem. Because where do you see black dudes come together and be able to do this here?
Man, I think it got to get to a point where... I think, man, who you are is who you are. And sometimes, like, people can hide it, but you only can hide it for so long. You will start sensing some stuff, like, bro, like, it's so much, bro, when people realize the fight ain't against us, it's against them. Like, if we come together, we could knock all this shit down.
But we can't come together with the suckers in position. That's mm-hmm. what's fucked up. That's why I kind of respect what Cat Williams done to a certain extent, because it's like, yo, Let's put some conversations on the table. Like, let's have some conversations. Like, yo, what's going on? You know, whether y'all agree or disagree, but let's start these conversations amongst
get
our
to talking.
People. Yeah.
And then, bro, not just so much. That nigga interview was so interesting that people will watch. You see the views on it? Fuck. Like, bro, and I know me, like, I watch interviews. Like, I could get on YouTube and watch interviews.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I do that. Like, if it's stuff like that. But that interview, bro, I don't went back two or three times because there parts where he got some funny shit in there like you watching a special.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, 50 million views. 50 million views. Now, the interesting part in that is that Cat Williams don't get a back end on that. If any money.
He ain't do it.
But
for
I would have sent him a check though.
Yeah. If just to be player.
I'd have sent him a check, bro.
Just to be player.
I'd have sent him a check, bro.
But you notice he said that during the interview what it was going to do.
But I think it's the year of that. I think it's the year, yo, man. He could have gave me an opportunity, but he didn't. I ain't mad at him, but he know that. And y'all need to know that behind the scenes, this is what's going on.
But see, you know how sometimes people ask, well, why such and such don't fuck with such? And so, like, nah, ain't no problem. People used to just keep it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now niggas like, nah, he do fuck shit.
Yeah, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
Because
I ain't got no problem with it. I don't rock like how he rock.
Guess what? I don't feel as though we ever work together, and it's youngsters following me. And so they find themselves in these rooms with these guys, and they don't understand that a lot of tricks are being played.
Mm-hmm.
It's my duty to over-communicate seeing the road travel, seeing which way I went. It's my duty to let these youngsters know what I've encountered.
You know the worst thing, bro, if you in a room with somebody or a room with a group of people and you leave out the room and you don't really know if y'all...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like bro, that energy win.
Yeah, you know, I don't like it.
That probably was some fake shit.
Yeah.
So it like, I don't want to be in rooms like that.
You run into that.
Yeah, because sometimes like how we just work.
Right.
But it's like, if I walk out the room and I done dapped you up, I don't want to walk out thinking you going to say some shit right. Like, oh man, I don't fuck with buddy.
Right.
That
yeah.
Bitch. Like, yeah. No, nigga, you don't have to work with niggas if you don't fuck with them.
Simple.
Simple.
Simple. Who you got comedy smoke?
No, I ain't got no comedy smoke. But that's the thing. I don't be around. If I do.
You don't know.
I don't know. They probably don't fuck with me.
Because there's certain calls you should get. Like, there's an ecosystem of money being spent, bro. Mm-hmm. This is what creates, right? I expect people with no understanding not to have an issue with how things are rolling, right? Because when you don't understand the ecosystem attached to these opportunities and the money and the financial gain and the certain pathways that's being created by way of opportunity, then you don't have any business with a dog in the fight. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you understand that, yo, at this point, at this juncture, you should be able to be doing this, but that call isn't coming. Or that call, for whatever reason, y'all don't work together. Like, who's somebody out there that you feel as though you should be working with right now, you could work with right now, that you want to work with right now?
Who I would want to work with right now? I want to work with Kevin Hart. Not saying, but you know, like, sometimes you have shit on your bucket list, like, you know what I'm saying, like, people to work with and stuff like that. And it's just like, shit, you see that nigga work ethic and shit like that type of shit.
Right.
But other than that, it's like, the people I'm already working with, bro. So right. It's like, I don't even... I mentioned Kevin Hart just because, like, you know what I'm saying? You see the shit he doing and like, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of like, okay, boom. That'll be dope. But if it don't, I ain't tripping either.
Right.
Because it's like, the people that I'm organically working around, I think these niggas is dope and funny. They
do
might not
tour
be...
by yourself?
Huh?
Do you tour by yourself?
Nah.
Are you expected to do that? Do you want to do that ever?
If it comes to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like how we just started the tour, me, Clay English, and Moneybag. We've been doing that tour, and that shit been dope.
That's dope.
So it'd be like how you mentioned that the tribal essence of it.
Right.
Like being around other, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we cool.
But do you, but see, that's why I do have a certain respect for that nigga. Even though it's still tribal on all these shows, mm-hmm. right? It's still...
Gotcha.
It's still like a Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But boy, it's like he demands a certain energy out there.
He a different type of nigga, though.
Yeah, man.
And you know why I say he a different type of nigga? Like, bro, even with the craft that, how he channel his craft. He'll talk about it on, like, oh, I got booed in this city and booed in that city. Like, he'll sit there and work his material, go places, and, like, his work ethic. A lot of people talk about Kevin Hart work ethic. Dave Chappelle got a mean ass work ethic too. That nigga be on stage every night.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2-3 shows. They say he might leave somewhere and he didn't just work on some shit.
Yeah.
He love comedy. He a prodigy.
Yeah.
He started when he was a 14.
Are you afraid of that though? Are you afraid to go by yourself out there as a comedian?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I just gotta get.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't understand what the big fat ones are. You don't put those inside of you, do you? I mean, you do?
Yes. This is a show about women.
Okay, so I just reapply my lip gloss after eating a delicious lunch. We are headed back now to European Political Systems class at Baruch College. Woo!
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. That's it. That's actually the name of the show. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world. It's like reality TV on the radio.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asses and seats.
That's what it is.
Yeah. If I get asses and seats, I would have been
on
tour.
How do you do that?
Man, shit, with the social media now, steady putting out content, building your own fan base. So a lot of shit I was doing with the shift leader, and that shit been catching fire on TikTok. Like, I, man, it's, bro, I be lying to you. I didn't even, wasn't ever putting shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram.
Right.
Because, shit, not that I'm, I ain't old, but shit, right. Like, you know, learning something new, like, I ain't got time
ain't know
on
him.
That shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just ain't know him.
Man, it's,
yeah.
It's a, he probably like 22, 23 out of Memphis. Just started putting my videos on TikTok, made a page. Nigga, that shit booming. So I'm like.
And you can get paid off.
Yeah,
that
but look, he getting paid.
Yeah.
He told me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he told me. Because the nigga had me blocked at first. Yeah. I said, look, I don't want the money, bro. I said, what I need you to do, go cut the rest of them up. Put the rest of the shit up.
Because it's helping.
Boy, it's helping. Because, bro, people don't, because he's like, I paid for marketing. Keep the money. He hit me one time. He was like, man, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I got to ask you for a favor. I was like, what's up? He was like, somebody paying me to do a promo. I need you to dress up and ship later and send it. I said, bro, you know what? I got you.
Fuck with you.
I got you. I did it for him.
He bro, locked in forever now.
Bro, listen, this is what I'm going to tell you this.
He locked in forever about that. Yeah.
This last Halloween that just passed, bro, it's so many people dressed up as the shift leader. So just imagine why I would have been on some whole shit with him, got the page.
Yeah,
took.
See?
Like, you know what I'm saying? People don't be realizing that. It's like, bro, it's people around me who ain't even think to put up my... I could have had a homeboy who did that shit. Like, bro, you tripping. TikTok, he chopped that shit up. Got the pages, the shit.
Popping.
He done start putting broken plate shit on there.
He hard.
He got, hey, bro, he working.
That's dope.
I don't know what
he really
gonna be.
He really part of your team.
Man, yes.
Yeah. Shout out to bro.
Shout out to bro.
I be telling them young niggas, just go to work. I'm
just
gonna get you
some
money. Yeah.
Hey, when it comes time, I'm gonna find some. I'm like, I'm telling them, when we trying to do social media content, I'm like, y'all nigga tripping. I got a nigga. He'll figure this shit out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell for people who don't know, tell them what the shift leader is.
The shift leader, like, man, he a shift leader at McDonald's, but he feel like he own that motherfucker. You can't tell him he not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He the CEO. he take it as that.
Yeah.
So it like, but it came from me just working a job and just seeing how people let a title just go to like, bro, nigga, you make a dollar more than me. Relax. Bro, this that chill.
That nigga be on some other
shit. Bro, I had a supervisor. We worked at the Georgia Dome before they changed the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm fresh out of high school. Bro. Some days you might do housekeeping. Some days you might do goddamn setup. We goddamn, we got to mop the floors like the little pathway before they go down the steps at the dome. So you supposed to do three and change the mop water. Nigga, I might have went four or five. That nigga stopped me. That nigga said, you done went too many. Nigga, you could eyeball mop water? Bro, I started looking. I said, boy, this can't be my life, bro.
He said he could eyeball mop.
That nigga eyeball, man, that nigga looked at that shit. He said, oh, you went one too many.
Woo, that nigga.
I said, boy, you a bad motherfucker. And he was right. But I said, damn, you a bad motherfucker.
Cyclops.
Boy, what?
That nigga eyeball mop.
So a lot of that shit came from me working around him. And then just got down.
He don't know. I done got turned up fucking with that.
Yeah, hey, man. So then.
What was your, so how long you worked with that nigga?
I worked with that nigga.
That's funny. Work,
man, bro, he was older than us. And then Curtis might have been, at the time I was 19, that nigga probably was like 52. Like, he might do some shit like this. He'll bet us on the games. We lose, we come get him, you know, get him money. That nigga, he'll lose. That nigga one time paid me in Ben sheets. So, you know, I look at a nigga like an old uncle, old granddad. Well, like, nigga, you cheating the fuck out of me, bro.
Yeah.
You think you got all the shit. That nigga got there working shift, get on the bus.
What nigga? Yo.
I said, boy, I can't do this shit. I was like, boy, I got to get
that
the fuck out of
that shit bled into you, though. Yeah. You done made a character out of that.
Oh,
what else? Was it just that?
Just that. And then, like, seeing how people work at fast food. You know what I'm saying? I never worked at fast food. My first job was that, like, working at the Georgia Dome. I would have worked that fast food, but I know I would have been one of them niggas who didn't give a fuck about work stealing. Yep. We had a homeboy who worked at McDonald's. Nigga, boy, we used to. I know, but he was a man, that nigga, we'll go up there. That nigga load that bag up. We might have gave $4. That nigga load us up. We go to the house, play the game.
Yeah. Niggas, everybody got them guys.
Yeah, you know them. Yeah that real shit.
Love them niggas till them niggas get fired.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Then sometime then after that, you know, like, we'll hear stories from that. Then once I start doing the shift leader, they were like, man, you need to talk about such and such when they do this and when they do that. So it's just like experiences and just Rick.
Yeah.
I'm a part of it too though.
Yeah.
I ain't too far away.
That's dope.
Nigga, I still now go to McDonald's just for shits and giggles Look around.
When the last time you did one of them shift leader joints?
Shit, I did. The last time I recorded some was like in November. Because I knew I had to put some new ones out. Because, like I told you, after that scene, that shit on Halloween, I was like, but this shit. Because that, like how we were saying, like, we get jaded from it, like, tired from it. Like, bro, I've been doing it shift leader shit. I started off doing this shit in 2014, dog. Yeah. That's 9 years. So it's like, damn, how much shit can this nigga go through? Why he still the shift leader?
Right.
But then after
that. Because nigga still the shift
leader. Yeah. After that TikTok resurgence.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what a nigga say. Yeah. It's new motherfucker loving this shit, nigga.
And it's they going back shit going this shit, on.
Yeah. But Duval had to even tell me, he was like, you got to think, people growing up on that shit too. You always, no matter what you do, you always going to be the shift leader too.
Right.
So no, keep putting out that shit. So sometimes I find myself like, I need to do that, but just being lazy, bro.
What's the relationship with Lil Duval?
Lil Duval, man, what's so crazy, long live Clay. I met him through Clay Evans, that's tip manager too.
Right.
So with Duval, I had did his host, Nard, was getting sick. So Duval asked me, did I want to do some dates with him? I was like, hell yeah. Cause you know, like growing up, Duval a legend of us.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, Duval one.
Duval a legend anyway. I ain't gonna say to us, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? We grew up under Duval, watching Duval. So going around him, like, the nigga so smart though. And when I say smart, like, you don't notice till you around certain people, you hear them talk about certain stuff.
Right.
Like, that nigga be knowing what's going on, and just he'll give you game. Yeah. He ain't tripping. Same with Los.
Yeah.
Los will give anybody game.
Yeah.
And don't be looking for no feedback back or need you to goddamn go out and say you did this wrong.
Nah.
But it be like, it's real people like that.
When the last time he did a comedy thing?
What you mean?
Comedy special or something.
I think 2021.
What's your take on comedy specials?
It ain't special no more.
It ain't.
Yeah. And the reason why, because like everybody, people could put it on any platform now. You remember at a certain time, it was like the reason why they called it special because it was rare that somebody put it out. It was a piece of work that somebody worked on for a minute and then they finally put it out.
That's facts.
Then you got somebody like Bernie Mac, we never seen a special from him.
Wonder why.
As dope as he was, he got so many. You know he got the material,
yeah,
but it just was.
Why?
It was rare then when somebody would do specials. They did the Kings of Comedy. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. But just a one man show, we would have loved to see a special from Bernie Mac.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn, I never thought about that.
But specials like.
But you ain't fuck. You don't care. You don't really care if you get a Netflix special or no shit like
that. Shit, boy, I ain't gonna say that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I want one. Yeah. Shit, but,
yeah. But they're a little more common now.
Yeah, they're a little bit more. Hey, shit. Hey, y'all watch.
What you will call it, though? Shit. You don't know.
If it's on Netflix, I might call that shit Netflix. Y'all fuck with that or no? No, what else? Yeah.
You get in your think tank, though. You know, it take time.
Yeah,
I
probably just shot a
pitching shit around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I figure that shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, but nah, I think, man, when I think about it, with you doing content like the shift leader, was that just like an internet thing?
Yeah, it was an internet thing.
Are you making money off that, like, say, a Country Wayne or Funny Marco?
Hell no.
Now, why is that? What's the disconnect?
So, like, with Country Wayne, bro, that nigga... That nigga in a whole nother world when it comes to that social media shit. Like, bro, like, it's people, because we done, me and Moneybag, we played some characters on some, on a series he had on there. And, bro, it's a whole different audience. People people might see us like, boy, I watch that every day. They watch it like faithfully. And I'm going to tell you this. He have a fan base where there's no cursing on there. So older people and people on Facebook, they'll watch it. They'll feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I could share this on my page and laugh. Well, I ain't got to worry about people that I work with
playing
taking
that
offense.
Work and stuff,
yeah, I could do all that type of stuff. That's so cool. It's like, yeah, so like he able to monetize and get that money off that and people like, you know what I'm saying? So it's different. But it's
the
like
ecosystem though. Because I believe Funny Marco is in the ecosystem. I believe Desi Banks is in the ecosystem. There's people in that social media skit ecosystem, and then there's people on the outside of it.
Yeah.
Right? You just happen to be good enough to make money from Pardon, from comedy with 85 and y'all doing that, from auditions. But there's other people like, say, a Fatboy SSE or Queens Flip type guys. They may make money now, like SSE raps. Flip is on Joe Budden. But without that, they live in that skid world, but I'm not sure if they have been introduced to that. Them guys are monetizing. If you watch Desi Banks drop a blog immediately after he goes live, he's telling his live to go on there. Hey, yo, get under that. Hey, tag 10 people. Hey, get under that. Then he go under there and comment under.
Yeah.
So he's understanding. I'm in this system that I need to run these numbers through there.
Man, he told
Why
me
isn't
one time.
That the case for you, though?
See, okay, for one, the shift leader, it's a lot of cussing in the shift leader. Like
they monetize cussing.
Yeah, but I'm saying with me, I'll top.
And like, you can bleep cussing out.
I ain't bleeping that shit.
Nigga, for $50,000 a month?
Who getting $50,000 a month?
Them is low numbers. If a nigga getting $1 million, $2 million, say them niggas is getting, nigga like Desi Banks, them getting 1 million views on it, 200,000-400,000 likes, and it's in-ad sponsorships and in-ad revenue in it. Bro, and then he got a series of it. Here's another trick they're doing. When they upload it, add it to a playlist. So right after that, it go right to another one.
Yeah, to another one. So if you like this one, you're going to keep watching it.
If you don't touch your phone.
It'll keep going.
Nigga, I'm all in your algorithm. You done spent 8 minutes on my shit. Now it's
nigga might put that motherfucker on before they got in the shower. That shit still going.
So you've had conversations with Desi Banks and these guys. Why isn't it? Why don't you think that information or you think it's the content?
Not so much the content. Like, that's why you remember it was a time where people were going against stand-up comedians, how you feel about people who do comedy on social media and they were going against each other. People don't realize, bro, that shit on social media not easy. That shit is work. That shit is an art in itself. To continuously come up with content every day, put your content out, know how to edit and put it out, but to put it out for a viewership, that shit ain't easy.
And you can't make these people engage.
Bro, that shit is work.
Getting the followers up and getting them to engage is a different thing. So getting them to like is a different thing. Getting them to comment, getting them to share, getting them to bookmark. These are different things.
So to be real with you, it's a lot of work. It's more work than anything.
So do you believe... How much do you believe Des and them to be making? You don't think they... I know they making stupid amount of money off this shit. Right. You said you worked with Country Wayne before. Mm-hmm. What was your character over there?
We did... we worked with the vending machine with Mike. Mike Bless over there. Shout out to him. We worked on that with him.
Yeah. Do you ever ask them about that, though? Like, yo, man, maybe I can take the shift leader, bring it in your world. Yo, Desi Banks, let me pop up over there, shift leader. We do one right quick. You come in, McDonald's, your character, Black Forces, whatever you doing, I'm shift leader. I kick you out or I, you know, give you cold for whatever it is. Like, do you ever think about collabing like that with those guys?
It was a time where, like, that shit was heavy, like, with us collabing. But, like, I just was saying, I don't be doing that shit enough to even be saying that. I'm bullshitting on my own with that type of stuff, like, taking it. It's like,
why though?
Bro, I kind of like was doing that shit so long. Like, you gotta think, like, we started that shit when we was doing it 2014. Like, we was with Ratchet People Meet. it was me, DC, E-Man Hudson, Marco Lavelle, Erica Dutch, like all us around Moneybag, Philip Hudson, all us would just do skits. So it's like.
But they were for free or to get your name up. Now
yeah, that's true.
Money for
it. Mm-hmm.
These niggas driving Rolls Royces and shit, and a nigga just sitting back saying, yo, I just don't feel like doing it. It's money being left on the field fucking with that.
Yeah, and you know what come with that, too?
What?
A lot of bullshit.
Yeah, could.
It could.
But you done put the work in already, and you got the character. It's already in the world. It's already in the algorithm. To not build on that is like, if you were signed to somebody that was like Hollywood type shit, they would develop that character.
Yeah, and make it a TV show.
Next
or
thing
movie,
you
yeah,
know,
so.
Yeah, next thing, but see, that's the thing I think all of those guys are trying to head towards is like some of these characters getting plucked off social media and brought into the big screen, you know, role. Mm-hmm. Because you look at these things, where's this era's Blank Man? Where's this era's any of that shit?
Man, we just did, when you get a chance, check it out, Departments.
I was looking, I seen some clips of that. Yeah. That motherfucker looked good.
Yeah,
look,
that's
who
shit.
All in that?
J. Ski, Duval, DC, Carlos, Tip directed it, Tyler Chronicles, Ronnie Joy. Damn, Tip had everybody. Tokyo, both of the Tokyos.
That's hard.
Yeah, he put that shit together.
It looked good, too.
Yeah.
That's hard.
He put that motherfucker together.
Yeah. How long it take to film that?
It took about 2 weeks.
That's cool.
It was going to be like a TV show, episodic. But then with everybody scheduling, it was hard to goddamn. He was like, we could turn this shit into a movie. And like, he really was hands-on with that shit.
What did you grab from the Cat Williams interview?
Bruh. The biggest thing, being happy with what you're doing and what you got. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that is like how somebody could be watching. You know when he said, somebody go right now and look at my net worth. And I got that on me right now. But you could just tell a lot of people calling him bitter. He went bitter. You could tell he happy. He content.
Yeah. And I get a lot of stories. I mean, that's
oh, he look out for
a lot of people. But people took that like he was taking shots. A lot of people responded.
But he even said that a lot of them people that came and did the interview, they talked about him first. He would come right back. Because he ain't even goddamn really, they ain't really introduce him.
Yeah.
He sat right down. Boy, I got some shit to say.
Yeah. But that's
like
what
he
it be like.
Other
but that's what it be like when you a thinking man, right? When you sit in the back cave and you look at the field. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking at the field, right? And that's why I can say what they've done, what they've been paid for, what it's worth. You see, I'm speaking about Dez, and I don't do comedy. I don't even do social media content like that. But I recognize.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't understand what the big fat ones are. You don't put those inside of you, do you? I mean, you do?
Yes. This is a show about women.
Okay, so I just reapply my lip gloss after eating a delicious lunch. We are headed back now to European Political Systems class at Baruch College. Woo!
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. That's it. That's actually the name of the show. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world. It's like reality TV on the radio.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has value in the market over there. I see it with streaming. I see it with all the TikTok stuff. I see it with the replay value, the characters. I see it, you know, because what happens is for us, for this era to have that Friday kind of movie, we're going to have to unfortunately pull from our social media characters.
Definitely.
We are not going to be able to just draw characters up like they did with Smokey and Big Worm. These will have to naturally be internet characters, like the Shift Leader, like a Crip Mac, like a, you know, the Friday's gonna, if it comes together for this era and do what it needs to do for comics, it's gonna be from a social media standpoint of characters that's living like the Country Wayne character, like Parlay with Desi Banks. Mm-hmm. This will now become this era's Friday. But people have to continue to develop those characters alongside each other. That's why I think the opportunity for you and that shit, because you will be upset looking up in a year now, 2 years, and some young comic come up, you inspired, and now he's doing that.
What are you doing, the Shift Leader?
Yeah, and now he's going to another level. Now he's
next. Hey, look, the whole time you see how I was saying, like, yeah, man, just shit been tight. When you said another nigga doing it, now hold up, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's different,
that's
though.
What I'm saying, because you're going to see him.
Nigga, I be just like how Cat was on that camera, on that couch, nigga. I'm like, hold up, nigga.
So, I'm saying, man.
Nah, you definitely right, though. Sometimes it it, like, sometimes people don't be realizing, sometimes you got to hear certain stuff in, like, conversations. And, like, certain stuff where we see something, we don't realize it could be bigger.
Because you're looking at it from a talent perspective. I'm always, like, I'm an innovator and a producer kind of nigga anyway. So I'm saying, yo, this era needs our Friday for us to elevate those comics to that level that Kat and Ricky and all them niggas went to mm-hmm. after that. We need that. And so when I said, how can we do that? You're not going to be able to do that the old-fashioned way. Everybody come in, audition. We got this list of characters. It needs to be more palatable for the consumer. And the consumer, the shift leader has an audience. Mm-hmm. Parlay has an audience. The Country Wayne character has an audience. You see what I'm saying? DC, he has an audience as himself in that mm-hmm. world, in that social media, in that world that Desi and them live in, DC and them lived in on Vine.
Yeah. For real.
So you got to remember, and for me, if I'm looking at it as a producer, as just these individuals, I say, yo, keep developing these characters on social media, making the little thousands that come with it. But at some point, one of us is going to put together something and draw from all of this out there. And now I'm putting this in the universe. Yeah. Somebody going to, yo, just pay me or just let me be involved in that. Because I just
put you something. Yeah, you a consultant.
Yeah. I just put
you
that
gotta
out
You got to be
there.
On set.
Yeah, for sure. Because I believe the shift leader interacting with the Desi character, like, that's our era's Friday if it's done right. Mm-hmm. With your Crip Max, with your guys, this the Joker dude from Miami. Like, you got to pull from the whites and you got to pull from every, you see what I'm saying? Like, and we can do that
and
for
I
this.
I think somebody like Drewski showing us that with pulling from the whites.
He'll go just think his character in there, the Drewski, the shift leader, the... Oh, my God. This shit can be like, yo, if everybody just don't be greedy mm-hmm. and just say, fuck the money. Let's do what Ice Cube and them done. And
you know how easy it is to say that, though?
I know it. Cause niggas will do it on Cameo tip, but I'm talking about, yo, we got to dedicate some time.
Yeah, time. Everybody take out this block of time. Let's do this. But then, you know what? I will say this, watching that Cat Williams. Another thing, like, bro, I'm glad it ain't so much of this. If it is, you know what I'm saying? It's, you don't see it as much, though, bro. Like, you'll see people working with each other, showing niggas love. So I will say, and this era kind of different from
what
that.
Is showing love, though?
When I say
y'all are different with the 85 South, I think you're talking from privilege because I'm saying getting money together is showing love. And I think we've confused the culture far too long with the showing love with the picture or showing love with the repost. I'm saying, yo, bro, tell me how I can monetize my shift leader thing. Yo,
teach
show
me
what
fish.
I can do. That's what love is. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying we co-workers, we work together, but I'm talking about we've confused this love thing. This era, and I think dudes like Kat is coming out saying, yo, that ain't love y'all seeing. Y'all thinking niggas showing love, but let me tell you, da 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 da, you gotta sa da 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 da, and you gotta da 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 just to get in there. And niggas like, damn, I thought they were showing love. But you think it's love. You think people showing love in this era.
Yeah.
Because you from 85.
Yeah, and like you said, I could be looking at it from a privileged standpoint, but it's like people working with each other, though.
Who?
A lot of them work with each other. You'll see, it was a time where I seen Country Wayne and Desi working with each other.
Them the tycoons, though, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Which I just said, Sharon ain't giving everything for nothing.
Yeah, like it's...
So that makes sense.
Okay. Then you might see Fly and Drewski working with each other.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. So
when I'm going to see you and Desi, this is what I'm saying, though. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, because this is when I believe that it to make sense. Like, sometimes with the podcast thing, with interviews, she'd be like, yo, it makes sense to sit down with Loon. Why they ain't doing it? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, when will I see you introduced in those scenarios?
See, but for me, I be looking at it from a different standpoint. All the names I done mentioned, they done did the podcast. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
So it's like...
That love.
Yeah, so that's why I say they show love.
Yeah.
But it, like, to a point of, like, bruh...
And you really not interested in that character no more.
No, I ain't saying that. That nigga that said I win money.
Yeah.
No. We got to make this shit bigger than life.
Yeah, for real,
Go put a movie behind this shit.
But no, I think those guys show up because their appearance on the show means a lot.
Yeah.
But I think them dudes be a wealth of information.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. So I understand what you saying right now. It's like, what are you taking from those situations?
Right.
Because, like, even then, we could look at it as rap. So if somebody come and do your podcast, or you do it, like, but that's a big feature.
Right.
So, like, me coming on here, like, but it's a big feature
right.
for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm on Loon Podcast. You know what right. I'm saying? So it's like, that's how I be taking it from, like, I'm thinking strictly talent.
Right.
When you thinking on the side of, like,
yes.
What you could get from
because
that.
Because the reason why, because what separates you and those guys is not talent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole play. What separates you and those guys is the business. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what's making it.
You just hit that shit right on the head.
You see what I mean? That's why when they come around, you got to pay attention to the business. I know they watching this saying, he right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. They looking at saying, bro, right.
Damn. He done told the nigga to
see. No, because they
respect. No, I'm just talking shit.
I think they respecting it from a standpoint saying, that's 100% right because. Mm-hmm. You say something? Because look what I'm doing with my business. That's the only thing separates us because now funny the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm funny. He even got a content dude. He even got a social media. This nigga can do layers of it just like me.
Right.
Country Wayne say he ain't even interested in going on the road.
But you know what? Shit, he shouldn't.
The ecosystem of motherfucker he done built.
And look. Even when you go over there and, like, you know what I mean, do skits with them and stuff, you get money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't on no shit with, you know what I'm saying, like, this for exposure. Even though it's big exposure, they making sure you get paid, too.
That's good, though.
Yeah, so ain't like, I will get him and Mike credit and Chase Walker, like, them boys, they...
Yeah, I fuck with Country Wayne, man. I think what he do, what he stand for, it's been cool. Would you date a comic? I think he dated Jess Hilarious.
Would I date a comic?
Mm-hmm.
What you consider dating?
Like going public with them, being with them.
Shit.
Going public for sure.
Yeah, for a little while.
For a little while.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to go public. You ain't.
Cause it's like.
You into public relationships or no, you ain't into that?
Uh-uh. That's why I say I'm.
Why not?
Shit, I ain't into public shit.
I feel you.
Take my ass to the house.
So right now, so I'm saying for the women watching, are you single? What are you doing? Like,
just hit me up, man.
Just hit you up.
Nah, I'm just talking shit. I'm with my baby mama.
You with your baby mama?
With my baby.
How many kids you got?
We got two.
Them the only two you got?
Far as I know.
That nigga didn't sound sure, did it, man?
I said far as I know.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's like, I just be feeling like, the world we living in with the relationship, bro, I feel like social media fucking that shit up. Man.
It is, bro.
And when I say that, bro, you be seeing what they be talking about on social media. They be like, what women expect out of men, what men. Like, bro, everything ain't for everybody.
Man, they done confused motherfuckers I love. I was slick mad at the social media shit for a while.
Bro.
They done got my bitch.
What kind of West said?
Yeah, Kanye West told me Instagram got your bitch. That's who got your bitch. I look up my gas, start hollering narcissistic.
Yeah,
I said, "What? Where that come from? I know what schools and shit you went to."
Yeah,
you start calling me what?
I'm a
and I done took care of everything. They done tricked you into belief. Oh Lord, I can't fight it. I'm hustling too hard. I can't. You got it confused,
man. You just hit that shit right on the head. Like, that's their favorite word now, narcissist. Why? Because I'm not going to stand, like, I'm standing for something?
What I'm supposed to do?
I'm telling you, you can't say shit nowadays, bro.
That's fucked up, bro.
When I start speaking on something, oh, no, everything got to go your way. No, I'm just telling you this how it is.
Yeah, why wouldn't it not go my way? Is we talk, hold on now. I would hope she want things to go her way. And man. I would hope we meet at an intersection. While things going my way, things are going your way.
And then you be seeing the motherfuckers in the comments. Oh, my God, couldn't be me. you ain't got no nigga.
And you'll leave your nigga for me.
Bro, even with the, when they be talking about who pay the bills and all that type of stuff, bro, whatever works for your household. Whatever works for your
you
household.
You paying the bills or what?
Yeah, I'm paying the bills.
Because niggas will say, they got women now demanding that they pay the bills. This is something Chad just said, and it is weighing on me. He said that men, we going to always do the financial label.
Yeah.
And the regular label. But women have to show up with the emotional label. And what he was saying was that together that makes our family whole. Women tend to believe sometimes they can just show up as is and not do any work. You see what I mean? Thinking because they don't have to work in the same way I work that they need to be invisible as it pertains to work.
That ain't the case.
Right. What needs to happen is you need to be doing emotional labor and I'll handle everything else. You see what I mean? And that's where I think.
Loon, I'm going to tell you this, bro. It done got to a point, you remember, like, maybe growing up or what we might thought was us financially, that ain't even enough for women no more.
Wow.
And you know why I say that? Man, not too long ago, me and my baby mama, we having a dispute. So she told me this. She was like, well, take away. She was like, you say you pay the bills. You saying you paying the mortgage. Take that out of the equation. Why the fuck we taking that out of the equation?
Yeah.
That ain't nothing small. Yeah.
That's a trick.
But okay, we take that out of the equation. So then she was like, so what? Like, what did you do for this? What did you do for me on this? Okay, I was like, okay, now, if I use that, because you bring up, you know, I pay for the daycare, all this type of stuff. I said, okay. Now, take you cooking and cleaning, because you said I would have to pay mortgage and pay bills whether I stayed by myself. You would have to cook and clean if you stayed by yourself. So take that out of the equation. What do you do?
Ooh, see.
So sometimes, but if I say that, so I guess I don't do. Bitch, you just told me I don't do shit.
And here go the trick.
But that's social media.
Yeah, and see, that's when Instagram then captured my gas.
Yeah.
A lot of you niggas' gas is captured. Instagram got your gas, man. She coming in there with that. She done start calling you shit.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing with that. I believe that women and men have to understand that the trick is even doing that, even having to be here to have this conversation about what I do and if we subtract this. And we already in the
we
trick
We already
bag.
Losing. We yeah. already behind the eight ball. Yeah, we shouldn't even be talking about this.
What is we
but
doing?
You know why we talking about this? Because we both.
And you done been captured.
Yep.
They describing they heartbreak about a nigga they possibly done took back by now. And you just seeing this clip 6 months ago, and now it done affected your real relationship for a nigga been holding you down for 10 years.
Right. And now everything relationship goes till they break up. Everybody wanted that car to be Offset relationship. Mm. All of them, Young Miami and P. Diddy. My man, we go together real bad.
Yeah.
I ain't seen a bitch say that yet. They start saying that shit now, ain't it?
Yeah.
You don't go together real bad with the motherfucker no more? So that's how that shit
be. Social media a bitch, bro.
Yeah.
Tell you, social media a bitch.
You sit down with therapists?
Sometimes. Not in real life. I talked to them on the show. I had one on the show before. But I don't know, man. I don't know if they can help me. How you feel about therapists?
Bro, it's like, I feel like, I'm going to say this. Like, as men, bro, I don't think we able to vent. I don't need no therapist to figure shit out for me. Just listen. Because you know why I just brought that up? Because when you just said how Chad was saying about the emotional label, women don't listen no motherfucking more.
Mm-mm.
I don't need you to solve shit.
Hell no. Nah.
You can't solve shit on your own.
Just listen. I had a motherfucker tell me one time, I'm very aware. I just talk slow because I'm from the South.
Right.
But boy, if they take this, they in the trick bag. If they take the slow talking for being dumb, I got them.
Mm-hmm. I might talk even slower.
And they got them right. Yeah. And I keep the dreads and the necklaces. Boy, this is a, I'm on you niggas' head. But guess what? So I had a motherfucker, a girl one time tell me, Don't you think you need to be going over to your sister's? I said, you don't even give me no recommendations. You don't give me no recommendations about my time. That don't affect you, what I do with. You dig? Yeah. You need to focus on things that affect you and I. If you telling me now you done got into the wars with this thing. I had to check her like, yo, you done went too far with this thing. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Now you over here telling me what I should do on my time. You know I don't respond to nothing like that. But if I'm not aware, most men are not aware that they should not even be doing that. So here they come trying to explain. Not knowing that, yo, that it ain't never a problem. She gonna just switch the problem. Mm-hmm. She gonna just, once you solve that one, well, this is the new problem. Well, you need to be, we don't got no business over here.
Loon, I'm gonna tell you something else, bro. When you start speaking on that thing, women can speak on a million things you do wrong or what men do wrong. They could go over there and have a whole list on social media. Soon as you say something, say me and you having this conversation, right? Oh, damn, they don't like women. Why y'all keep jumping? Why they gotta be the go-to? Cause we can't say nothing.
If they look at me and get energy that I don't like.
No, I'm saying that. Well, when I'm just saying about me.
I know,
just,
but the conversation does give that to women who don't understand perspective, mm-hmm. right? So I'm saying to the women that's listening, if you even think it gives that, you need to go see a doctor, a mind, a head doctor immediately, because I ain't never given nothing, but I love women.
Love them. That's how we here.
I'm loving women, like, for sure, for sure. So, now, my critique of women don't come from a hateful place.
Yeah.
It come from the fact that I got to deal with women.
You can't take constructive criticism.
What kind of shit y'all got? Be in a dictatorship. I just got to accept what they give me.
Hey, what's that? That is what it's called in them countries.
Yeah. Just accept it. Don't say nothing about it. You can't do nothing.
What's it, democracy, and the other one is a what?
Dictatorship.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So, it's what I feel. I don't know, man. What, anything you want to talk about?
Shit, I think.
What's on your mind?
I think all that flowed perfectly.
Yeah, it did, man.
Like, because even when we were talking about, well, we went to Cat Williams and we just flowed right into that. They ain't had shit to do with that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's
just, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's the conversations, man.
Even Nigel behind the camera, he started speaking about that women shit.
Yeah,
he was
like,
man, I'm going through the same shit. What men be, wow. It's just like, bro, you know how you might be talking to your homeboy, you say something, man, oh, lady did. Boy, it be like, they be ready to say it.
Because,
bro, let me call you right back. God damn, I know you going through all that shit.
Yeah, nigga dump it on you. Yeah. You ain't even mean to do all that.
My bad, nigga.
You done hung up on your girl. That's what I be telling her. She badly. He said, yeah, man, bitches ain't shit. He done went all the way down. Man, I thought about killing mine.
Whoa,
nigga, what?
This bitch just didn't take out nothing for the eat.
Nigga, I was just saying. Goodness. Yeah, but niggas going through hell. But silently, men are going through hell, dog.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of niggas in relationships they don't want to be in, whether they say it or not.
Mm-hmm. Feel like they got to do the right thing.
I know niggas in prison, man.
Don't you?
I know niggas in prison.
Lockdown.
Them niggas there. I be hollering free cuckoo. Cuckoo and them in prison with the bitch, man.
Man.
You feel me? It's rough. It's rough, man. But I think we had a great conversation, man.
Nah, for sure.
I think we had a great conversation. This Up There podcast. I see y'all next week. Let's get it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.